There was a person, whenever he wanted to do something, he used to hear a voice in his ears. No, you can't do, you won't be able to do it. You do not have that ability, you always fail. You can't do anything, you do not have certain ability to do anything. All such voices he used to hear, and these voices would demoralize him, and due to lack of confidence, he couldn't perform well and do anything. These are certain factors which are hindrance to excel in life. And if from day one, if parents build confidence in their children, they should try and adopt various means to make the child confident enough. And parents also do this. For example, when our child starts walking and he struggles at that moment, what do you do? I'm just presenting a very common example, and probably this example is seen in every house. Try to make your child stand still and you go a little bit back. Come on, come on, dear son, come on, come here. He doesn't walk, but you try to make him walk. He tries and falls down. You go and grab him, pick him up. You try that he doesn't fall down. Because if he keeps on falling down, his confidence will get low. You give him confidence that he can do it. You motivate him, help him to stand on his own feet. In other words, it is you who has given him confidence, who has taught how to walk, who has encouraged him to take this step forward. If he falls down, you hold little finger and make him walk. And slowly and gradually you make him walk like this. And as time passes, you try to make him independent. And that is how you make your child walk. In other words, you teach him how to take steps in his life. Probably a time would have come when he would have learned himself. But you want to teach him, you want to guide your child how to walk. You want to see him walking on his own feet. But same child, when he reaches to a certain age where he has to take decisions of his life, at that moment it seems that in certain ways your attitude and behavior becomes hindrance for your child's confidence and success. When he fell down in his childhood, you lifted him. You didn't scold him. Why had he fallen down? And in practical life, if he fails and does not get any success, you demoralize and demotivate him to such an extent that he doesn't get courage to get up again.